The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all from Maracanada, the barrage here at the D in downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Midlin, and Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the crack man. I just want to point this out about this match in Melbourne that is continuing right now. Do you know what time it is in Melbourne right now, Kelly?
Melbourne.
Or as the Aussies call it, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Or as Ron Flatter calls it, Melbourne. I'm like, Ron, you don't get to pronounce it Melbourne. That's how they pronounce it. I go, yeah, but that's like someone from, you know,
Nicaragua. Did he work down there?
That's like someone from Nicaragua saying, are you going to Barcelona?
Yes, that was a good comp, actually. That's a good comp.
3 a.m. They're still playing this at 3 a.m. This is like one of the latest matches there ever.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
3 a.m.
3 a.m. We get tweets at Beatty the Book. Always appreciated. Best listeners in the game. Eddie Vegan Runner. This is for you, Crack. Gil, a few weeks ago, Crack mentioned a JFK documentary. I just found a great podcast called Who Killed JFK, hosted by Rob Reiner. He might enjoy. Thanks for all the great content. You've seen that, right?
No. Wow. So what is it called?
It's called Who Killed JFK.
I don't know if I could stand Rob Reiner for an hour.
Well, here you go.
But all right, let me see.
Larry Fresh. That EGA comeback was one word, thriller. I think that's what she wrote into the camera, as a matter of fact. Meltzer Like Seltzer, who's going to join us for the Vegas Lifestyle Podcast. Hey, trivia question, Kelly. Who's the only person to appear at least once on every year of the Megapod?
Mark Meltzer.
Meltzer Like Seltzer. He said, poor Gil has to listen to Reba McEntire for handicapping purposes. He's so right.
I thought about it this morning.
I got to study Usher, and now I got to study Reba singing national anthems. Maybe Post Malone for America the Beautiful
as
well.
I chuckled when I saw it this morning for that exact reason. The amount of people that are going to look up YouTube videos of Reba McEntire singing the national anthem.
Trust the glove. The stress released by EGA under the towel. Functioning under the expectations is amazing and damn difficult. It is so amazing. New York Mets 16. Every time I hear Crackman's theme music crescendo, I want to scream out, don't call it a comeback for some reason. Why am I channeling LL? Because I say it every time, except I didn't say it today. Mike Boreal. Gil, I'll be in Vegas this weekend from Arizona. Are NFL player props available at most sportsbooks? I'm considering putting in my player props before leaving Arizona. Thanks in advance. Love the show. You should put them in Arizona before you come here, is the blanket answer. Are there books that have them? Yes. But they're sparse. And will the menu be as vast as what you probably have in Arizona? No.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable telling someone that.
Right.
Billy, when we get legalized sports betting here in Nevada, it'll be amazing.
It really is, though.
It's just incredible.
Maybe swing by Colorado first. You can eat.
Sure.
You can drive around,
go to Colorado, you'll get a better deal.
Then end up here and you can compare.
But by the way, when you're in Arizona, they're going to approve your bets here on Durango in Las Vegas, but stay in Arizona to make the bets.
Yeah. Jeff Kuykendall. Wife and I loved tennis in our 20s and 30s. Breakpoint rekindled our love for it last year. Yeah, it's a great Max series. Now in our 60s, we feel the personalities and the ensuing drama during matches are a must watch. And John Diaz, I agree with Crackman. I don't like to give out my picks because I really feel bad if they lose. We all feel bad if they lose.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said it like that.
Here's what gets lost in that also, though. And I do. And John, I think, you know, you're right. We all do feel bad when it loses. But the people who bet in anonymity, it's so much easier than those who actually have the cojones to share their plays, because you're putting yourselves out there doing it. Yeah. Everyone who gives out picks.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's, hey, believe me, I dream of a day where I could just sit in a corner and bet in anonymity and then, you know, look at that person. That person lost over there. Like the people who do that, it's so cowardly.
Telephone tough guys.
Telephone. Oh, what's it? Yeah. What is it?
Studio.
Keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
Keyboard warriors.
Listen, that's why, you know, people were asking me. I had someone call me up during the week. You just spawned a memory here. And said, hey, did you ever block anybody? I said, on Twitter. He said, I'm thinking of blocking somebody. I said, thinking of blocking someone? And yeah, I block people all the time because I just don't want to deal with them. Block and move. Now they don't ever get to see my content again. Yeah. I block them.
Yeah.
I'm out of their life, and they don't have to worry about me no more. They don't have to be upset with me, and they can go on ghosting the next person. And, you know, it's easier just to block and move. They don't get to see it no more. I mean, listen, anyone can make up anything in Twitter land. You could say
absolutely
Bill Krakenberger, this and that. This one, Gil Alexander did this and that. You could say anything.
Anything.
And guess what? There's a portion of that watch, that viewership, that wants to believe that.
Of course they do.
They love that. They love controversy.
Yeah.
You know? And block and move. That's the way I feel.
I don't block, but I'll mute. I think I only blocked one person ever because it was like something that was completely off the grid that happened.
You don't
to be.
Block those people that are in your threads all the time, my threads all the time. You don't block them that say, oh, fixed game winner. I blocked them. So that's why they can't put a fixed game in my thing anymore and maybe get a stupid, and then maybe, I should say, not stupid, maybe get and someone new to the gambling space saying, oh, games are fixed. I knew they were. Let me buy this guy's fixed game.
No, I don't block those people. I don't want them
in future tweets.
But I think we don't really, and maybe it's just who we sort of, produce as sort of our audience, but we don't really get a lot of those people on a numbers game or on beating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a fixed crowd.
Oh,
we don't really get
that. Yeah, we do.
I don't.
I thought you did.
Yeah, you do.
The people who say games are fixed.
You know why he doesn't realize it?
It's just all
it's
bot
at the bottom.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's a bot
maybe
stuff.
That is.
It's
maybe
always
it
at the bottom.
Kelly, I'm telling you right now, of all the things I get,
all right,
the crowd that says games are fixed is a minuscule
really?
Percentage.
Because you have to click on something now to open it up.
It's the same way. I'll show you an example. Yeah. During the break, you're going to be like, "Oh, I know exactly what you're talking."
Yeah,
no. I'm gonna.
I get it all the time, and it's just BS, and it's just most. Listen, 99.99 people that are on Twitter know it's a lie and it's a scam, but I just want it off there because this way they can't go into my future thread. But tomorrow they open up under a new name. I don't know how Twitter allows
right.
that.
Yeah.
I don't know how Twitter even allows new accounts.
Yesterday we got one after a social post. Fixed matches. Really, if you're interested in today correct scores, click on the link in my bio to join my Telegram channel.
Oh, I don't see those.
We get stuff like those.
I don't see those. Yeah, I don't see it.
And Bill, I think
maybe
the only
mine
reason,
automatically, I never see that kind of thing.
Yeah, Bill might be right. Might just go to the bottom of yours or something like that.
You have to actually click on to open to see more content. You have to click on that.
Oh.
So the only reason I don't block every single one of them is because what you said, it's a new name every single day.
Anyway.
Right, yeah.
But for the rest of the day, if there's days I tweet a lot, now they can't get in my
Right,
tweets.
Right, yeah.
I only do it because I don't want an unsuspecting kid to come on there, 20-year-old. Oh, wow, I knew games were fixed. I mean, this guy's saying it right. And then, give the guy money and get scammed out of his money. Just doing to protect the people.
It really is bothersome. I mean, when I see it, there's times where I'll get three in a row. We'll post a podcast or Hardwood Handicappers, and it'll be three that are exact same language like that, Gil. And
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Honestly, purged somehow for mine, or I don't know.
Like, now, I know to ignore it, but to Bill's point, I look at those and you're like, man, I hope there is nobody clicking on this. Like, this
I know.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And they, if they know, like, if you're an advantage gambler or something like that, so, they try to come in there.
So I'll get on the Twitter, I will get those boxes that aren't the ones that are visible. So maybe that's what you're talking about. And for whatever reason, I'm automatically shielded from them.
That is interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't
get think
that.
You are right.
Yeah.
So you usually have to hit show more replies. Now, I'm not going to say this is going to come up, but show more replies and then
so something like that. But why are you pressing on? I'll never press on those.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Now I just showed him why. I found one that was still on my thing. Fixed match if you're interested. Yeah. So now I'll just go in there and block. And now you can never, ever, ever be in my thread again under that name. You're right. Show more replies. You shouldn't click on them.
Well, show more replies. But then that's what you can.
You see it open.
You can click on show more replies. But if you clicked on the box after that, I don't click on the boxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
To now laugh about it for a second.
Yeah.
The part that does crack me up, Bill, is like, isn't this is all like AI bot stuff that's going on. How does the language never change? Clearly, I know it's coming from like roughly the same place. Yeah. When you use the same words in every tweet, even though it's 96 different people that are tweeting it at me.
Yeah. Do you know Elon Musk? Can we get one?
Yeah. It's really improved since his arrival, hasn't it? Boy,
what is this clown doing?
Because Kelly and I, well, I'll tell you what we do have. We have tons of female listeners, which we never had before that we found out. It's incredible.
Yeah.
This show's audience. audience has boomed. Man, the
that's also a bot. The same girl every day.
I know. We're joking.
Hit me.
We're joking, Bill.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Real proud your parents are.
75 Graces just listened to the show. Oh, that's amazing.
Or four Mayas in a row.
But here's the thing. In the end, though, Twitter for the sports betting community has been a net positive beyond belief. As bad as that corner is, right, that we're talking about, in terms of our whole arc of our life on it, it's absolutely a net positive. It has been. I don't know if it will continue to be, but certainly in the past it was. My entire podcast marketing was on Twitter. I didn't spend a penny, right? It was just a built-in marketing tool. You know,
how about Las Vegas Chris just texted me.
What'd he say?
He said,
oh boy,
it takes 10 seconds to report, tweet, spam, and block. So I didn't even think about that, saying report, tweet, because they're only going to come back the next day. So I didn't.
Yeah,
really,
but he's acting like we see him. Well, I don't see him.
Yeah. No, you're lucky. Las Vegas. They don't go after you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not
Gil. It's not that they don't go after. Yeah. It's that I don't click on what you're clicking on.
Oh, I'm clicking on everything,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. You're like I used to say my dad. I was like, Haba, stop clicking on everything in an email. He'd be like, what do you mean? It's not. You're not getting any money. It's not. It's bull. Stop. Stop clicking. My mom, she answers every phone call. I go, why do you answer every phone call? You don't even recognize them. I want to know what they're talking about.
Mom really say?
Yeah. And then she gets mad and she hangs up. Man. She gets mad and she hangs up. I'm like, well, why did you answer in the first place? She's like, I don't know. Maybe it was important.
Oh, someone from Oregon's calling me. Let me see what they got to say.
What's up? Come on. But that's what they count on, right? They count on that kind of thing. Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. We'll get into more of the stuff he's betting on these days. Again, the name of his podcast is called Wise Cracks. He does it with John Orlando, Tony Orlando's son. Tony Orlando refers to Bill as one of his great friends.
Yeah, he does. It's really nice.
He really does. We'll come back. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you haven't already, check out the new VSiN.com. We have a fresh new look, enhanced navigation, and a mobile-first focus. Time is money in sports betting, and the site's pages have been built to load quickly. We've also expanded our educational content and strategy sections for both new and experienced bettors. Check out the new VSiN.com today. If you have any questions about the sunsetting of the VSiN app, by the way, please go to VSiN.com/FAQ. Because I know there are some folks out there who are wanting to get some answers about that. That's VSiN.com/FAQ. Gil Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Johnny Ringo, he said, the man is on fire. He's giving you kudos, Bill. He said, please ask Kelly to give him a pat on the back. If not, let my virtual kudos stand as compensation.
Thank you. People. All right, Kelly, thank you. You're not sick, are you? Okay.
Kelly just gave him a pat on the back. All right. People sending me pictures of Reba now. Screaming A. Smith, I couldn't tweet fast enough to say no way Crack is listening to Rob Reiner voice a documentary. Screaming A also adds, Gil is missing the fixed game bots, not the fixed game flat earthers. That's a distinction yet. You guys are talking about the bots. I was talking initially about folks who are like, oh, that game was fixed. I said, I don't have that many of those.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Jeff Isaacs, the people who hate on picks are those who are lazy and don't want to put the time in to educate themselves. Let's see here. 3Jack, H3131. Speaking for a lot of us, I really appreciate all the knowledge you both bring. Opened my eyes to so many betting opportunities. Targeting a trip this summer to Las Vegas, a meet and greet at Gil's sushi spot would be fantastic. There it is. There's a sushi mention of the day. Jason, not saying it was fixed, but when Palm said their biggest risk was Pollard over in rushing yards last week, I knew I was on the wrong side. Well, that's different. It's a little different. Dan Yarosh. Hey, Bill, you told the story last week of your friend getting limited betting the under for the Bills game due to weather.
Yes.
Do you think he has any recourse due to game getting moved and total going up? Love the show.
Thank you. That was one of my things to talk about today.
What was that?
Under 41. Remember last week I told you?
Yeah.
I called my buddy back east.
Yeah.
He bets under 41 on the game for $2,000. And the next day he goes to bet Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right. That's
right. And he got a $100 max bet.
That's right. Because he was ahead of the weather.
Because he was ahead of the weather.
He watched the weather forecast.
Because he watched the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
He got banned from betting sports.
How did that resolve? And not at all?
He lost the bet.
He lost the bet.
He lost the bet. The bet counted. Didn't matter. Got thrown out. And all that for nothing. The sports book you know, cried and got to keep the money. And yeah, you're right. And you really can't go to anybody because it's in their rules. So it's in their rules, and it says, it states what I have no problem with that too, by the way. As long as it states in the rules ahead of time.
With which part do you have no problem with?
Like here in town, the South Point, I had under 41. They canceled the bet. So it's no bet. However, if you bet at Caesars, DraftKings, the bet's good. Right. It just carries over.
Right, but this is not that. What you're talking about is not about rules. What you're talking about is they just limited him because they got ahead of a weather forecast.
No, but what he said, his tweet, if I heard it right, he said, can you do something about that? Because, that wasn't that they moved the game to the next day, right? In other words, the wording he said.
Well, that part is all subject to the rules of the book. Right,
give me the wording that he said.
Yeah, you might be right. Hold on. Let me see what he said exactly. You told the story of it last week of a friend getting limited betting the under for the Bills game due to weather.
Right.
Do you think he has any Do you think he has any recourse due to the game getting moved? Yeah, not if it was in a book that didn't matter.
The rules were there. Yeah. So I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
My problem is that you guys can't hire someone just to read about the weather in the game, or you don't have the balls to move the game because no one else wants to move it. So now you want to blame the player. You want us to do your job for you. That's a blanket statement for most sports books. And as a matter of fact, so last week I was in a bad mood about this.
No.
And I went on and said it on the show. Mm-hmm. I put up a tweet on Twitter about it saying that we're going to beard it anyway. You want to throw us out? Great. It's going to cost you a bonus. You're not going to know where we are. 250,000 views. So, and a lot of people in the industry use that because that's true. It's, these people that make these decisions sometimes, they don't bet. So they don't know the pulse of the industry. They don't realize someone's going to beard back in any way.
Yeah.
So it's good maybe that the directors see that and say, hey, maybe we'll, give them a little bit of a break here and maybe or whatever it may be. But they won't do it. They'll still throw people out and they'll still give us nice, juicy bonuses for coming back in.
Well, and it was silly when you were telling us the story last week. But the fact that you now rethink about how that whole process worked for a game that ended up never taking place.
Right.
For the game that was bet on.
That's right. That game never took place. They limited this person on something that never materialized because they moved it anyway.
That's right.
So that person is still limited, is what you're saying.
Right. Oh yeah. No, they're limited. They took their money out already. There's no reason to have their money in the account. They took their money out.
Well, this has nothing to do with that, but I'll just give you one from this week because the Australian Open is going on, and I went to an MGM property. Used to be the sponsor of the show. I went to an MGM property, and here at MGM Nevada, now I'm hearing are we getting the MGM app from the rest of the country?
Yes, we are. Yes.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually,
I have that.
Soon, I believe.
Yeah. Has it happened yet?
I shouldn't say I have that. I have the MGM app. I thought it was the same, but maybe it's not.
No. It hasn't been the same.
Oh, so it's just MGM Nevada right now.
But I went, you go to the counter and you're like, hey, okay, so you get your Australian Open matches, men's and women's. They don't even have all the matches.
Oh, okay. It is different. Yes.
They don't even have them all. They have some, but they don't have all. And so you say to the ticket writers are almost embarrassed by it, but you're like, why don't you're aware of the event enough to know to put some matches on. How do you have one job? Why don't you have all the matches?
You're right. Now that I realize what you're saying, gaming here didn't approve the new app that's everywhere else.
Correct.
But yet you go to the Borgata in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
I have went to the counter with their app and said, okay, I want this. And they say, well, it's only on the kiosk. You can't bet it at the counter. So I was like, what? He goes, yeah, we don't have the full menu because they offer much more on the app. So we don't offer the full menu. That'd be like going here in the Circa and them having a bet on something on the app, and you go into the counter to bet it. And you say, well, you can only bet it on the app. We don't have it on the counter.
Boy does that here, where they're like, if you go to the counter for a bet, they will throw you to the kiosk. They'll be like, it's on the kiosk. We don't have it up here. So there's all Kelly's rolling his eyes. There's so many of these little quirks that you have to figure out.
Believe it or not, BetMGM may do that too, though. If you go to bet props at the counter, they may say bet them on the app so they can monitor it more. So
some people did it on the kiosk and got around stuff famously.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's that too. But I'm just saying that. For you not to have the menu of match, how these tournaments, these slams don't happen. They happen four times a year. You're a sports book. Just put all the matches up. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, especially since, you know, we talk about this all the time with like NFL and everything, but it's, and you're not setting those numbers anyway. It's not like there's someone
right
in the back.
You're just copying
working
them.
That hard. Just you're just copying them. Just post them.
Exactly. You don't have a guy meticulously putting together the stats on these lines. Come on, just put them up.
January 23rd is January when we 23rd. Will be getting the new BetMGM Sportsbook app. And I will say I got a very, very thorough email with a lot of details, Bill, that maybe we would have appreciated ahead of time when, before stations moved their app.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of details of what's going to happen with your pending bets. What's going to happen with this stuff.
So good for them.
It's a good email by BetMGM.
Now, here's the plea. Please have it work. Unlike the Caesars app, which you cannot bet in-game because it will reboot you four times. So
I would love to know what their live betting handle has been like, because you can't go there
anymore. I just want to be able to sit with someone, because Eric Biggio is our buddy. He does a great job.
Good
He's
guy.
Awesome. He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
And he is like super, super responsive. If there's a problem on it, I'll DM him. He'll get right back to me. He's great.
He is.
And so I feel like I almost feel bad because he's so great doing it. But, you know, look, their app, you got to be able to like, it has to be able to function. And the fact that it doesn't function and that it's never been fixed means that it's not even close to being a priority. And so you do want like the person in you who wants everything to go perfectly wants to sit down with some human being who's in charge of it. Like, why haven't we fixed this? Like, are we not trying to take in? I guess we're not trying to take in game bets, basically. Is the bottom line.
I mean, hey, look, the new app with all the, you know, new markets and everything you can bet on, that's great. But I loved going to, I mean, William Hill was a go-to app for live
it
betting.
It worked great.
In this state, you could get a bet in quick, boom, move on. And you can't do that with when it's going to refresh. There's too many options even in this town that you can't waste 22 seconds even trying that one when you should be looking at apps number two and three.
And it's not 22, it's 21 I'm about to use. Oh, now I go back to the beginning. 21 more. Oh, I got to do it again. It's horrible. It's horrible.
You think that, do you think they know and they're working on it, or no one cares?
Like, that's a problem.
No one.
I don't know.
What answer's better? I don't even know what answer's better.
Wow. It's going to make them much more money.
No one cares is an awful answer, but if someone knows and doesn't do anything about it, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, like I said, this all stems from the guy who's like, hey, should I put in my bets in Arizona before I come here? Yeah, you should. Player props. How many buddies do you have from out of town that come to Vegas so excited for their sports betting experience, and they're like, oh my God, do you guys deal with this every day?
Yeah,
we do.
I like just showing them like an app layout, and they're like, what the hell is this?
There's so much more choices out of state. Prop-wise, especially prop-wise.
Well, again, we started to beat that horse again, but, you know, somebody tweeted about it, so.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Hey, new stations live betting's great.
Oh, yeah?
I'll say that, yeah.
Okay, there you go. There's one in the check in the positive mark.
Don't win. They will throw you out.
We like to highlight the checks in the positive columns as well. We'll come back. More numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Bill Krakenberger.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, live at Bar Canada here at the D, downtown Las Vegas, part of the Derek Stevens Empire. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's Bill Krakenberger. You follow Bill at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Name of his podcast is called Wisecracks, which he does with John Orlando. We're inundated with tweets. I can't get to them all. I just wanted to read one more on this subject. This is from Blue Sky and Sunshine, who says, can you comment on the apps that are not open 24 hours a day in Nevada? I find it comical in this world. There are limited hours on an app. Thank you. What were you saying before the break?
Yeah, there are a couple in town. And I think Boyd is probably the most frustrating because they do they are shut down over a certain, I don't know what it is, 12 at midnight to 6 a.m., something
it,
like
that. It is hilarious, though.
And
it's a good app.
You can bet. You can pull up the app. You can send in a bet, and then it spins you for about like 2 minutes. And
it says it's going to trading.
And it says they're sending it to
trading
to be approved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you guys, it doesn't matter how much money you put, what you punch in there. I have done stuff where it's like $100 bet, and they'll like spend 2 minutes on it. It'll come back and be like, all right, we'll give it to you for $20. So, like, and that's about, everything.
Think about what that's doing. Now, Kelly's trying to bet this. Just think about what's happening
here. I know what Bill's about to say. This is true.
What's happening, and we talked a little bit about on the break. So it goes to a trader, a super trading supervisor that's there that runs it at overnights, which literally, you know, of course, the upper management of the Boyd Company, Bill Boyd, and, you know, and on, no one knows what goes on there. They don't look to see who's working overnights. And what they're doing is they're trying to preserve their jobs by not approving bets, giving the public, Joe Public out there, $20 on bets. Because
they're scared, they're scared to make a mistake.
They don't want to have to explain why someone won $100 on a 10-to-1 shot or whatever it may be. How did this guy win it? And what they're doing, they're doing exactly the opposite of what they're paid for. So that's not what they're paid for. But then again, the sportsbook management at Boyd, they're scared to death. They're all stealing paychecks in my eyes. And that goes all the way up to the sportsbook management stealing paychecks, hiding behind their perch and their safety of their office, not making any decisions, saying, please, Lord, don't let me ask. No one ask me a question today that can jeopardize my six-figure paycheck. And they're just a joke. They're a joke.
V. James Lloyd, thank God for your show. The worldwide leader has actually been talking about the Cowgirls for the past 4 hours. They can continue to beat the dead horse. Kelly and I are actually talking about this when we got home. We're like, could you imagine having to talk about the Cowboys for 4 hours? If you missed it, Mike McCarthy will be the Cowboys head coach next year. So my tweet this weekend of Bill Belichick at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific tomorrow, over under, that ain't going to happen.
Jerry Jones, man, he is one loyal dude.
Is he, or is he just not trying to pay the buyout?
No, because he's done this over and over again. I mean, like, Jason Garrett was there for like 3 years longer than he should.
Over and over again. Is he just not trying to pay the buyout? Jason Garrett went to the final year of his contract, just like Mike McCarthy is. And I want to say Jason Garrett performed, like, they performed well the first time he did that with Jason Garrett, so he re-signed him. And the second time he didn't, so they didn't re-sign him. And so this is Mike McCarthy's last year. So that's really what Jerry's MO is. Good for you, Cowboys fans. And this one from Jason H11, what do you guys think is the biggest thing holding up the advancement of mobile apps in Nevada? Is it the people running books, or is it gaming, or something else? It is a great question. It depends who you believe, because a lot of people will tell you that the reason that Nevada is actually now behind, they don't use those words, but I'll just tell you, they're behind the rest of the country, is because the technology that was already in place is not adaptable. That's their go-to comment in a lot of cases. And so you can't have all this variety of stuff. That doesn't apply to the apps, though, right? There's no excuse for the apps. Okay, you can have your excuse for your brick and mortar ticket window. But for the apps, why they can't get them to work, why they can't get them as robust as they are in other states, I have no idea. You're all just our guest. And that's the thing. This is its own economy, right? With Nevada books are not competing with those books in those other states. It's its own universe. It's its own ecosystem. And so there is no incentive. And until somebody new comes in, like a DraftKings, there is no incentive to innovate. There's my spiel.
That's perfectly said. The competition breeds a better product, right? And the competition is not forcing anybody.
That's right.
I mean, just think about what you said. Boyd, Stations, Resorts World, Hard Rock, I almost said. Virgin. What's Virgin's book there? The Fred.
I have no idea.
Fred.
Fred.
They just got licensed a minute ago.
So, yeah. I mean, but you know, you go to the apps, and you go to the kiosk and the apps, and they're just not approved. And I'm not talking about for me, because I know I understand that I'm in a certain small percentile that tries to bet bigger bets, max bets. I'm talking about Joe Public, who they're turning away for $100 bets. Kelly, $100 bet he's trying to put in. They're approving 20. That is literally those places I just mentioned. If you go in them, those places, and you know, not to just pick on Stations, though, because the Stations will take a bet. They just, if you're betting on the app and you're consistently beating the line, beating the number, or just winning, they will, you know, do what a lot of the books across the country do. But I know I went to Resorts World, and I went to the app, to the kiosk, and they weren't approving $100 bets, $100. So, I mean, what you're doing is you're costing your company money by not approving those bets, because for every one person like me, there's, 50 more that are trying to bet $200 on the Chiefs. I mean, it's really unbelievable what they do.
I'm like a dog here. I'm distracted by everything in every way. So Medvedev is going to win this in five sets after being down two sets. He's up 5-love in the third. This is the third latest match in the history of the Australian Open. It's 3:36 a.m. there. Apparently, there was one that went to 4:34 a.m. back in 2008 between the great Leighton Hewitt and Baghdatis, who was a great player also in slams. So it's the third longest of all time. And then the other thing I'm distracted by, we have like sort of our second screen here. And I talked about yesterday how I don't love talking about which coach will go where next. But we're just talking about Mike McCarthy and how he is staying in Dallas. So there is still seven vacancies out there. Only the Patriots job has gotten filled. Bill Belichick immediately filled by Gerard Mayo, who apparently by contract we didn't know was the person in waiting anyway. Bill Belichick, Falcons plus 125 is a short shot. The Chargers and Jim Harbaugh is the favorite. Chargers for Jim Harbaugh to go to the Chargers. Apparently that's, if you're to read the tea leaves, it's minus 145 now on Jim Harbaugh.
No, both of these markets graphics are from yesterday. I would assume those Belichick odds have changed after McCarthy was signed. Signed. Or just allowed to continue doing his job.
Does anybody have it by team? In other words, these are all focused by the person, right? Harbaugh to where and Belichick to where. But does anybody have it like Falcons opening, Commanders opening, Raiders opening, anything like that?
Let me hit the interweb.
Okay, thank you.
Let me check it out.
Because I'm going to guess that the Raiders is filled by tomorrow or by end of day tomorrow.
With your neighbor?
Yes. It's my guess. Which is, what all the players want, right? What Mark Davis, if Mark Davis can't get Belichick or Harbaugh, which it appears that he's not, this is hardly like this, I'm not calling a shot from left field here or anything, but I'm going to guess that it's Antonio Pierce to the Raiders. But I don't know how widespread these things are at this point in terms of what is available in terms of these betting markets. And by the way, these are always going to be very limited markets. No one's letting you bet a dime a shot on these, I don't believe. You'd have to bet them multiple times. But that's, the coaching carousel is slow to move here in terms of filling these openings. But I think we'll have at least one by tomorrow, and I think it'll be the Raiders.
I found a spot for you.
Where?
In distant places.
Okay. Does it have a synonym that you might be able to convey?
Yeah, it's, wager on the internet.
Wager on the internet. Okay. All right. Wager on the internet. All right. We'll talk about this after the segment. Okay.
I want to say something about this weekend, because someone just said, put a tweet up here, Jeff G, thank you, about Tony Orlando going on tour again. It's his final tour. It's his retirement tour. And I do a pod with his son, John, so thank you. This past weekend, I went with Tony. We went to dinner, and then we went to go see Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. But, it's Frankie Valli's the original guy. There's no, the other guys aren't there. But I went over to the Westgate. And it was just fantastic. Just hit number one after number one. You don't realize how many songs Frankie Valli has sung in his life and made into hits.
How old is he now?
89. Going to be 90 in May. So we go backstage and I got to meet him, which was a big thrill for me because, he's from Newark, New Jersey, and he just the guy's a legend of legends. I mean, he's great. And first thing I say to him when I grab him to the side, I say, what do you think, you're Frankie Valli or some kind of big shot? That's the line from Goodfellas. When Karen gets out of the car and starts yelling at Henry Hill, what do you think, you're Frankie Valli or some kind of big shot? So I got to say this to him. I got to say that. And he laughed. Yeah. He's like, a lot of people don't say that to me. That's pretty good, But, so it was a great time meeting him and walking on hallowed grounds there at the back of the Westgate. Really cool.
Do you remember the Rickles bit, Don Rickles, when he used to talk to a girl and then he would have Frank come in, Frank Sinatra would come in and interrupt
him. Hey, Frank, don't bother me.
So that Rickles would be like, hey, Frank, can't you see him talking to somebody? Yeah. Don't bother me.
The greatest.
We'll wrap things up with Bill Krakenberger right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network, next.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. My tennis picks will be up there at some point after the show today. Obviously, the Australian Open match just finished the last one of the night, so the way that it works with the time zone difference, I don't handicap before the show, but I will have them on VSiN.com/picks coming up. Every show host and guest, all their picks at VSiN.com/picks. And for more VSiN Pro picks, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. A Numbers Game will give you 10% off an annual subscription when you use promo code ANG. Kelly, what is that promo code?
ANG. A Numbers Game. ANG.
That's how you remember it.
10% off.
I forgot, because we just had Reggie sprint out of the back here. We have a how it works at the D. So Kelly and I are this, along with Bill here, we're on this vast shield-like table with all kinds of room. There's, what is it, like nine dudes in that one little closet back there?
You know what? They do the work of nine people, but it's only three.
Yeah, it's still
but
cramped.
We got legends. We got Matt, Larry, and Reggie all back there working hard.
So Reggie comes sprinting out. I forgot. So my Christmas gift to the whole crew was everybody gets a $100 futures bet of their choice. They can pick whatever they want. I forgot Reggie had Medvedev to win the Australian Open.
Me too.
So apparently he was sweating this whole time. And he's like, yes, I'm still alive. It's good for you, Reggie. He's up there. Bill, the Super Bowl. This just in. Special Numbers Game investigation reveals that the Super Bowl is here in Las Vegas. You have
so
thoughts.
I said, do I want the Super Bowl in Las Vegas?
Yes.
And the answer may surprise people. Absolutely not.
That didn't surprise me. That was your answer.
I don't want it here because now you bring all these people in town. You know how hard it's going to be running around making bets? Because let me just tell you, a lot of the books will allow a larger bet at the counter than they will on the app on props. Player props.
Yeah.
So, I really don't. I would rather have the town to myself. But no, I shouldn't say that because there's usually Super Bowl, I'm out of town. Usually I go back east. But now that some of the sports books have closed in Atlantic City and the walk-ups, the retails, they want people to bet on the apps only. So it's amazing the different, you have to juggle. This place wants apps only. This place doesn't want app. This place, if you bet on the app, they want to put you in jail. This place, they want, so there's all different, you have to juggle all these different jurisdictions and what they want.
Incarceration.
Yes. No. You don't think the sports books don't want me dead off the planet, and guys like me? No,
but to your point, if the F1/Christmas New Year's, and it was mayhem, Christmas New Year's / Super Bowl trifecta. And I know a lot of people are like, cry me a river. It was a lot.
Yeah.
And it continues to be a lot. Like, once this is clear, there is a big, deep breath before March Madness, where it's like, oh, thank God.
That was
going
to be my follow-up to Bill.
Yes.
Just like, if we didn't go through all the F1 stuff, would you still feel the same way about this?
I don't think you would.
Yeah. Probably not, but
probably not.
I don't know. I've never done Radio Row. I've never traveled to the Super Bowl for a Radio Row. So
you will be on Radio Row.
I'm
going to
be
us.
Doing some. I don't know how it even works. Like, is it like on the right and left? Is every our folding table set up with radio stations around the country?
So here's what's going to happen. So we're only on, Kelly and I are only on that Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
By Friday, everyone's kind of gone anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
Everyone like gone, like out of town, they leave?
Just some of them. Yeah. A lot of them do.
So then they start early in the week, like Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah. We're not going to be there for that. We'll be there Thursday and Friday. Aaron Schatz is going to be on with us live. Drew Dinsick will be on with us live. You will be on with us live. Usher will be on with us live. Kelly will tackle Usher and get him. No, you're not going to do that?
I like Usher.
That's basically how it's going to work. is we're going to be sitting there, and Kelly is going to go around like slide tackling people to get them on the show.
So no, that's what I wanted to ask. Is that how it works? Do people walk by? Yo, can you come on with us for a minute?
Yeah, so you usually got, you've got like, Frank Thomas will be out there for Nugenics and stuff. So he's got to plug Nugenics, right? That's his?
Oh, and she'll like it too.
people like that always got something that they're there to promote.
Right.
So you get some big names that are walking around and you're able to get them for 15
Kelly,
minutes.
Don't get me Reba. I got nothing to say to Reba. I want Usher.
And they get a minute to, hawk whatever product they're trying to sell.
Yeah.
And if you're like Shaquille O'Neal, that's 92 different products that you have.
Yeah, like
he has a new commercial
like
every day.
Bill Romanowski, right, was famous for like, it's like, okay, Bill, we got your product for 20 minutes. We can go now. Right. That kind of thing. Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So it'll dress warm.
You sound very excited. I can tell, Bill.
No, it's not that. It's just that I just don't know what kind of bet offerings they're going to have here in town and how busy the town is going to be. I mean, every casino is sold out. Every hotel room sold out in the
city.
Well,
even restaurants. So, like, I went to my...
try to get a reservation, yeah.
Well, I got a reservation, but I was like, I went to my buddies over at Carbone, and they're like, yeah, but, you know, it's like $300 per person minimum on the weekend.
They have a minimum?
Wow. Oh, yeah. And I was like, really?
And that's an expensive restaurant to begin with.
But to begin with.
If you don't drink, though, $300
a person. $300 minimum. So I was like, what's the last day where it's not a $300 minimum?
Wait, I mean, that's a great call. I mean, like, I drink. You guys don't. Oh, you can't hit $300
without
drinking. I could
not eat my way to $300. There's no chance.
Oh, I'll eat my way to $300 if I have to. Oh, yeah. No, but that's just if you're in Carbone, too. You got to remember.
But I'm saying that's kind of how it's going to be. Right. All these places are going to take advantage of the moment. Now, by the way, there are some places that have the pedigree to do so. And there are others who have just landed here on Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
Like the Fountain Blue that probably shouldn't do that.
Right.
But they're going to try anyway.
Are we going back to Peter Luger's? I have comps there now.
Yeah.
So I have like $1,000 comp.
Let's go back to Peter Luger's.
I went there the other night trying to spend $1,000. And you can do that easily. But yeah, so place is still great. Great, great steak. I've been with you to Carbone also.
Yes,
Carbone's fantastic.
Carbone. Yeah.
So, but these places are very difficult to get into. I go into Peter Luger's the other day, and a buddy of mine came in from New York, and he's like, "Can we go to Peter Luger's one night?" So I said, "Yes." A week earlier, I try to get reservations for a week. Everything sold out. I said, walk over there. What do you think?
Yeah.
5 o'clock, $20 bill with my 7-star card.
Yeah,
come right in.
There's 7 stars.
And by the way, 7 stars means nothing, though. I realized that night for the outside restaurants like that. Mm. But it took a $20 bill folded up. So go in Peter Luger's, though.
Here's my 7 stars.
2 hours in there, I said, all these, there's like 20 empty tables. Why? Do you guys, why are you sold out on the app? You're missing all these reservations. You know what they said to me? I talked to a manager. He said, we just can't handle it employee-wise. Like, they just don't have the...
Oh, that's interesting.
That's interesting.
It's just... And, you know, by the way, who's not going to want to work at Peter Luger's?
Yeah.
You get $500 a day. If you're a waiter there, you're making $400 or $500 a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So,
I wonder if they have, like, higher standards for who they
could
hire,
be. You
know what I mean?
But things that look like they're more in demand make you want to go there more.
It's like the Camden Yards, that when they built Orioles Park at Camden Yards, that was the first of the retro stadiums. They're like, we'll just make it 40,000 seats. That way we'll always be in demand, right?
Right.
It's all a trick. Yeah. It's all supply and demand. Whereas before that, they were making these cookie cutter, huge football stadium kind of baseball places. That's great for Peter Luger, but like the sports book, like what's their excuse? So Todd and I think it was week 18 of the NFL, or it was like December 31st bowl games. I think that's what it was. December 31st bowl games. Not New Year's Day.
Right.
Not the national semis.
Right.
I'm talking December 31st. I'm talking about practice.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You can only sit in the first two rows. All the others are reserved. You have to pay for those. Really?
Yep.
You're watching East Wichita State Northwest University.
Meanwhile, no one's sitting there, right?
Empty. Nobody. It's empty.
And by the way, we can't change the games for you.
By the way, no, we can't do that. Sorry.
Bob, the only guy who knows how to do it.
It's not like,
here.
Really? So you guys, look at you guys. Look, just look.
And it's not their fault behind the counter.
No, of course
they
not.
They have great management over there at the counter. They're always good to me. They're always very good to Caesar's Palace. But their bosses have told them, hey, these are $100 a seat, and that's just the way it is. Yeah.
So I get to pay a $50 minimum to sit in this seat to get secondhand smoke inhalation while watching these second-rate bowl games. Cool. Thanks.
I can't take people books that allow smoke, cigar smoke. Oh, God. I can't take it. But
anyway, it's just another funny quirk of the economy here that has become the norm.
But everywhere, to be fair, everywhere is charging on Sunday to watch a game. I mean, where can you go for free to sit down? Except for the local books. I mean, can you go in Treasure Island maybe? I mean, I'm just guessing maybe there you can go.
I think the other one that's interesting on that is there's not that many. I think people get surprised by this when they come to visit, too. There's not like sports bars in these casinos.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
They force you to kind of go to the book if you want to watch sports.
That's right. Bill, you're gonna enjoy Radio Row. It's gonna be painless. It's just gonna be. How long are you there for? All week?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't even know. I don't have a schedule yet.
Okay. You'll be one of the most popular people down there. You'll be on everybody's show.
Listen, I'll tell you what. If you want someone that really bets for a living, that makes his money betting, you'd rather listen to me or what I have to say than a lot of the frauds that'll probably be there.
I will bet that Bill will be pleasantly surprised with how many random people come up to him and recognize him and watch him on the show.
Absolutely. That'll be fun. Yeah. Wonderful.
The Kangol's iconic, yeah. Man. Here you.
I'll turn it around and put the mustache on. All right? For you guys.
We've done all we can do. Tomorrow, football headed into the divisional round. Matt Brown will join us and more. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Best Bets is next.